Thank you very much indeed, Supun. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for your questions. Sorry, slide number 9, is it?
Yes. Can you just better explain this revenue mix, how these changes are coming, especially the international revenue, how there's such a big growth?
Yes, broadly the international termination revenues and both origination and termination have been growing. Significant elasticity on the origination part. Termination basically grows with the subscriber base and also the efficiency of our international capture, blocking of bypass especially. So we have ring-fenced the network very effectively, and the bypass levels in the dialogue network are pretty much down to zero or to minimum levels. Therefore, we capture a major share of the international termination.
To add something?
Yeah, and also that through controlling bypass, we have been able to command a premium price for terminations to dialogue network. Across the industry, we maintain a premium price, and through focused bypass control, we have grown the line. And it's directly linked to your domestic subscriber base. If you are doing well in the domestic subscribers, you attract more terminations, and then terminations are actually at a higher margin.
So if you adjust for other factors on an absolute level, has this been the main contributor for this increase in revenue?
The international has been a contributor, but not only the main contributor, because postpaid and prepaid again has contributed. The significance in terms of a percentage is big, but though prepaid and postpaid, it's showing a 7% and 10% growth, absolute value is fairly significant.
So it's about, I think if you take the delta revenue, very approximately about 50% comes from the international business. The rest from domestic.
The rest from domestic. And how much of that you said from the delta, that's the 14%, 50% came from international revenue. How much will come from increased contribution from roaming, inbound roaming?
Inbound roaming goes into our domestic.
It's in the postpaid and prepaid business lines.
But that also should have been a significant hit, right?
Yes. If I may give you the numbers, international termination, approximately 1 billion increase over the last year. And also the prepaid minutes usage increase due to that 500 million increase in revenue. So those are the two key numbers in terms of revenue increase.
So what I'm trying to understand is it because more of the grey traffic has come on the legal channel? Is that what you're capturing, or the total volume of calls are going up? What is happening?
Volume. So, in it's difficult to differentiate between grey capture and organic volume increase, because it reflects in organic volume increase. It's just not going down the grey route.
Just to take that theme a little bit further, do you have a sense of in which geographies these increases are coming? Is it coming in this north and east, or is it all over the country?
All over the country.
So the north and east is not a real major contributor.
Yeah, it is contributing higher than the average compared, especially on terminations. But it's not the sole contributor. It's not significant.
Slide number 12. Can you talk a little bit about what are the steps you all have taken to reduce this, which is just quite considerable? I've never seen many companies achieve this kind of cost reductions. How did you do it?
Yeah, I think it wasn't easy, and it was very much a team effort, and it's also something that's ongoing. It's not the end of the road. If I was to sort of give a lead into how we did it, it was to go very granular on a driver-by-driver basis. So we did not slash cost. I don't think we took the approach of going and just chopping cost. We worked back and rescaled cost, and that is why we use this word rescale. In fact, we looked at our 2005 drivers and the 2005 activity levels, 5, 6 and 7. Those were the good, very good years, and where we were enjoying EBITDA margins close to 50% at the time. So we took those drivers, activity levels, and had the ratio gap between then and now, or 2008, and set ourselves targets to pull down every little cost line. So it's basically a granular approach which brought this success and not a macro chop of any one single element. Add to that, I think the network cost reduction has been very significant. That comes from the IP transformation and all those steps we took last year.
So that has been the biggest contributor? No, that doesn't get captured here, right? The operating costs?
Yeah, under direct costs.
But in terms of now the big items like selling expenses and manpower expenses, in absolute terms, those are the big drops. No, the manpower was coming from the VRSs?
Correct.
The VRSs. And selling expenses?
Yeah, again, in terms of focus.